All right. Welcome back to the Early Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. My guest is Mr. Dawit Kabidi. He is a senior economist for the Credit Union National Association. Sir, before we went to break, we were talking about the other elements that are involved in bringing the inflation down and staving off recessions. You talked about the increase in prices. We talked a little bit about the supply side of things and all of these different situations. But you know, we're watching. You also brought into the argument or the debate that what's happening with the Ukrainian war also plays a major factor, a major role in this. But when you listen to the politicians, they point the finger at the fact that Joe Biden is president of the United States and he's responsible for what we're dealing with. How much of that is fact and how much of it is fiction?
Well, it's very difficult for us to comment on, you know, in a political statements, but like what we look at is just the data. So like the event around Ukraine and Russia war has clearly led to the surge in the price of oil. And when that happens, like, you know, OPEC also didn't respond with increasing, you know, the supply of oil. So obviously that has an impact on in energy prices. So that is the fact. But then, you know, if we go back to the other supply chain constraints that are brought by, you know, COVID, those we see like a decline on those things. Still, it's elevated. We are still seeing an improvement. We are seeing an improvement in manufacturing of, you know, semiconductor chips. We hope that the expectation is that at least that is easing, and probably that will translate into a moderation of new car price increases in the future. So today's report, for example, we've seen a decline in used car prices. So that is really a good trend.
So the fact that we may be headed towards a global recession, is that something, because this is not just America that's going through this, and so we can control only so much and only, you know, our own bite of the apple. But if we're in or headed towards a global recession, what does that do to our prospects of coming out of what we're dealing with?
Yeah, so like the U.S. is a big economy, and what is going to happen here, it has a lot of impact on the global economy. So as we talked about earlier, so like inflation is a problem, and depending on, you know, how the Fed reacts or how strongly the Fed is going to react, we may or we may not see that recession. But globally, yes, you know, Europe is also in problem, especially, you know, impacted directly or more so by the conflict in Ukraine, is experiencing a similar problem. A global recession is not good also for the U.S., especially when it comes to new trade relationships. But we have to remember that, like, you know, U.S. economy, most of it is led by domestic consumption. So household consumption or household spending contributes for 2/3 of the U.S. economy. So as far as that, like, that area is good and the investment is good, the U.S. will be able to avoid a recession despite what's happening in the rest of the world.
But even if we are able to, you know, not wind up and avoid the recession, there's still going to be some pain because, you know, as we head towards the winter months and the price of gasoline, the price of natural gas is going to be increasing, and what role is that going to play?
Yeah, so like especially Europe is going to be hit by that because they rely on more Russian oil for their energy. So like the of course you know global oil prices also impacts the U.S. But like you know that with the you know the winter price increase impacts Europe more so than it impacts the United States.
You know, sir. I'm listening to you, and you are not leading, you know, us to believe that there's going to be this major panic because we're going into, you know, a recession that may drag us through years. You are saying that there's still some hope on the horizon that we can avoid the recession.
For the U.S., yes, that's our hope because. And the major reason to believe that is a strong employment report and a very low unemployment rate. That is really like the solid foundation. So it is very difficult to be very pessimistic when unemployment rate is 3.6%, historically right. low and good by all measures. So it is very difficult to be pessimistic when that's the case. But however, we are very cautious because of, you know, what the Fed might do to bring inflation down that could slow it down. So, yeah, I'm not that pessimistic. And even if there is going to be a recession, it is going to be mild. That's how I see it based on the data that I'm looking at.
Well, I'll tell you something. That is great news for many. You know, even as we see the impact on the interest rates for homes and automobiles going up, those are always the first two indicators that things are going to be difficult, and we're seeing that. But again, you know, the positive signs that you are giving out are great. You know, because it means whatever it is, it's not going to be a elongated pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it for you taking the time out. But we'll certainly do this again and again and again. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We'll do it again. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.